Children from poor and troubled families often struggle in school right from the start. So many states and school districts have turned to pre-kindergarten programs to help these children. A study released this week says one such program, run by the Chicago Public Schools, is providing long-term benefits, helping children stay in school, stay out of trouble. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
It's difficult to look at the bright, trusting face of a four-year-old and predict how his life will turn out.
It's been better.
At this age, who can say whether a child will stay in school and become successful? A new study shows that the 19 children in this classroom stand a better chance than most kids from lower-income families. They're part of an intensive early education program called CPC, or the Child Parent Center, at Stockton Public School on Chicago's North Side. It's one of 24 preschool centers spread throughout the city's impoverished neighborhoods. The new study, published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, looked at nearly 1,000 children who went through the program 15 years ago and found that they were more likely to complete high school and less likely to get in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
Where do you think she wants to go?
Down there.
The two-year program has a highly structured set of learning activities. But the main part of the day is what the school calls self-selected activities, where the children can paint, draw, or stack building blocks. It may look like playing, but teacher Ellen Coughlin says this is where the children develop cognitive skills.
For instance, they're starting the Legos over there. So many different questions from just them building a tower.
And it's the teacher's job to guide the children.
What do you think would happen if you put a block right here?
The Chicago program also focuses on arts, languages, and developing socialization skills. CPC teachers believe behavioral traits learned at 3 years old will stay with children throughout their lives, but only if they are constantly reinforced by their parents. The program requires that parents must play an active role and helps them learn how to do that.
They teach us how important it is to be involved so that children feel secure with parents involved in their education.
Gloria Ramos, whose four-year-old daughter Stephanie is in the program, volunteers once a week in the classroom. Ramos says that special classes for parents in nutrition, language, child and personal development stress responsibility.
They need to get involved with their children, doing homework, whatever. Everything you do for your children, it's important.
While the program links services up until the fourth grade, the study finds the preschool years were the most important in shaping how a child will do in school. The study's findings could have big implications for state policymakers. Christy Cowers is a program director with the nonpartisan Education Commission of the States. She says that while 43 states have pre-kindergarten programs, most are limited in their scope.
So while the trend is for states to be investing more and more in pre-K initiatives, they're not quite yet at the comprehensive long-term solution that the CPC offers.
Cower says one of the concerns is the cost of high-quality programs. The CPC is funded by a mix of federal, state, and local dollars. And even with a full financial commitment, the new study shows the CPC program is not a cure-all for the complex obstacles that low-income children face. And experts say much more research is needed. Edward Ziegler is an early childhood specialist at Yale University.
The idea that you're going to have a preschool program for kids and you're going to wind up with rates that look like middle-class kids is simply unrealistic. There's a huge ecology around these children's lives, and you're only impacting a very small amount of it when you're talking about preschool.
Still, the new study goes a long way in showing that intensive early intervention does give low-income children a better chance at finishing school and staying out of trouble. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.